Hey guys, welcome back to the JLR Equestrian Podcast, and I have a super exciting guest here with me today. Her name is Jenna Denver. She was the 2022 overall champion in eventing and the first place young rider in eventing as well. And then this year, 2023, she was second overall and she was the first place young rider. So here she is. So welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Alrighty, Jenna. So let's get into it. So where exactly are you located?
I am located in Emily City, Michigan.
Awesome. And so how did you get into horses and get to where you are today?
So I got into horses through my mom. I grew up riding since I was like, you know, ever since I could walk. So ever since then.
Yeah. And then, so your mom evented for a while, right?
Yes. So she events and then she also does dressage.
Okay. So then, was it like she just did it, so then you just kind of started doing it?
Yes.
Yeah? So how did you start riding and into eventing?
So I got my first thoroughbred, and at the time, I think that's when my mom first started eventing too. And I was kind of like her little groom, her little like child.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I kind of want to try this, and it looks fun. So then yeah, that's how I started.
Yeah. So then I just was like, oh, yeah, this is fun. I'll keep doing
yes.
it. So how old are you right now, and are you considered a professional?
I am 18, and I'm not considered a professional right now.
Okay. So is riding your full-time gig? Are you going to school? Do you have another job? What's kind of like your daily life like?
So right now, I am just riding. I want to eventually go to school, but I'm kind of taking a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
So I do run as casual right now, but I do want to go back to school and maybe join a team, but
yeah. Do you know what you want to go to school for?
I'm kind of looking into radiology and then something possibly criminal justice, just not for sure yet.
Yeah, you got some time, so no hurry there. So last year at the RRP, you did quite well. So can you kind of tell us about that experience and how you got your horse?
So we got Bailey, she's a bold one, on Facebook. She's just kind of casually on there, so then we got her through there. She was a lot of work. When I first started her, she didn't really have those natural, like, balance, nice gaits. She had no canter, and she was very skinny. So we did have a lot of groundwork to do and a lot of groceries. She had a great brain, so I really do think that helped, because the RRP is such a big event, so
yeah,
it takes a lot for a horse to be pretty calm.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the RRP, there's a lot going on, and you can pick pretty much like anything that you want to do. How did you decide the disciplines that you wanted to do going into it and like preparing for it?
So I am an eventer, so I was going to choose eventing, but then I also do love dressage, so I was like, I might as well just do both, because you can't pick two disciplines.
Yeah.
So that's how I did choose it.
Okay. Yeah, so how exactly does it work, like the scoring? Because I know it's a little bit different than your regular eventing. So how does that kind of work?
So they score dressage normally.
Okay.
But kind of as the dressage score, so higher the better.
Mm-hmm.
And then for your jumping phases, they score you based on how you look over the fences for your discipline and then how your horse looks.
Okay.
So a lot of the gallop and, you know, balancing your horse, bringing them back, letting them go, your position. So it's really technical down that.
So is it like per jump, every jump has a score? And then like, is there like a rating, like 1 to 10 that you get scored on?
Yes, that's exactly how they do it. They do it based on every single fence, and then they take your overall highest score.
So you want the higher score then at the end?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then the show jumping, is that just normal, like regular show jumping and eventing, or they judge it how the horse jumps as well?
It is the same. Show jumping and coverage.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect. Okay, so then I know like when they used to do the RRP, you had to like keep a journal of everything. Is that something that they still continue to do, or is it different?
If I can, 12:22. Out on cross country, the training divisions are running right on time.
Well, that's
training
good.
Cross country is running on time.
So you had two horses competing this year. Can you tell us a little bit about those horses?
So my first horse was Costanza. He is owned by Walmack Farm, and I kind of did a little partnership deal with them, and I rode him for them, and he is for sale.
There you go.
He is very, like, he's not as athletic as the other one, but he has a great brain, so he was really good here, and And my other one was Remy. She has a lot of like anxious, anxiety issues. So it was a lot for her, especially staying relaxed in dressage.
Mm-hmm.
She's very athletic though, and I do love that. But our first day, we did have a little bit of issues in our dressage test. She was very tense.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a mess, but I was just riding through it. And the next day I had eventing dressage, and she was really great.
That's great.
Yeah. They are two totally different horses, so I do kind of like that. It is kind of nice to ride two totally different horses.
Yeah.
It does make you a better rider.
It does make you better, yeah, for sure. Awesome. So can you tell us which one was the one that did... Can you tell us, like, that actually did good?
So, Remy, which is Hush Gorgeous, she's the one that placed second out of the 80-plus entries in eventing.
Yeah.
So, she...
Pretty impressive.
She does have that nice form of the fences, and she's very well-balanced, especially for four. So, I think that definitely helped her.
Yeah. So, how did you pick her out?
So, she was actually supposed to come to the RRP with my sister.
Oh.
But... My sister kind of got a little intimidated with her actions.
Mm-hmm.
So then she kind of just got passed on to me, and then she was my little project. So not really on purpose, but she did start off kind of rough in the racing. She had a hard time at the start gate. So I do think she does have a little bit of like past mm-hmm. memories with that, and being on a big showground can kind of, you know, kind of like interrupt that part.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So... We're going to go into some fun questions now that just kind of gets to know you a little bit more. So who would be your absolute dream trainer or person you would really want to ride with out of everyone out there?
I'm trying to think. It's very tough.
I know.
Probably Elizabeth Holiday Sharp. I do really like her as a female rider too.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. Can't really beat her. So you said a little bit about your running previously. What other hobbies do you like to do? You like to casually run. What else? Or not much?
There's not really much. I think that's about it, really. Now that I'm thinking about
that's
it.
That's good. That works. Alrighty. So are there any people that you would like to give some shout-outs to, big thank yous to?
Definitely my mom. Definitely couldn't have done it without her. But then all the clinicians I did ride with,
mm-hmm.
they did really help me, which would be Stephen Bradley, Jim Graham, I don't know, Waylon Roberts, I think I was with her. Yeah, so definitely a lot of clinicians.
Yeah.
And then my barn family, and especially my mom.
Yeah.
She was definitely my number one to get me there.
That's awesome. So sweet. We gotta love moms, don't we? So we have a lot of young riders that like to listen to the podcast. I know the RRP is something that a lot of people like to think about doing, and they're not really sure if they want to do it or not. So what would be your kind of advice for somebody that wants to do it? They're thinking, should I not, should I wait? What's your advice?
Definitely, you know, full send it, but know that there's going to be some bumps in the road, and just like never give up, because sometimes I do feel like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I kind of have to kick it in and be like, it's okay, it'll get better, just take your time, especially with horses, you know, it's only a year, don't just jump the gun, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to take it back. So when you picked out your horses for the RRP, what specifically did you look at on your horse? Was it conformation, brain, what was it that made you want the horses that you got?
We definitely do look at conformation. We like a nice uphill horse, a nice neck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tend to like... I like to like look at their brain and like, okay, this horse has a nice temperament, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it can definitely change. So I don't necessarily look at that. I more look at like conformation, I would say.
Yeah. Do you have like, some people have the type where they like the short back, short neck. Is that kind of something that you like, or what would be your lovely dream horse?
I do like a short back, not really a short neck, but kind of like a thick neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a good thing to ask, because some people don't even know what they like sometimes. So, you know, it builds over time. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and I hope my listeners enjoyed it. I know that you're a very impressive person, so I hope they enjoyed it.
Thank you.